When you look at the festival structure, these festivals were started, you know, 10, 15 years ago. So there's a couple different things going on. One, there are other organizations who have grown up to do festivals in the interim. So there are other opportunities to have that type of experience downtown that aren't run by DSI. You know, another example of maybe a smaller event that another group has taken on, the Springfield JCs had two great events a couple weekends ago. They had the reindeer games where they brought people through the bars, and then they had the Twilight Parade at night. So there are other groups in town who see downtown as a great place to hold an event, who understand that that's the melting pot, that's the meeting place for Springfield. And so that's the first thing. Are we the only entity that can provide these type of festivals? Secondly, what I am hearing from our members, our business members, is that they really need more support getting people into their stores. So we've been talking, we have an events and promotions committee, and we have other committees working on various things, but we've been talking about how do we hold smaller events that bring people into the stores more, maybe like block parties or different things like that. So smaller, more targeted, more niche type of events. And then you have to develop marketing around those so that people start understanding that there's regular events that are happening like that. And then the third part about the Downtown Festival is the fact that it is the bulk of our finances right now. So you have to kind of move forward strategically and, you know, maybe some tweaking happens the first year, but we haven't quite determined yet how, you know, We're putting together a plan of what our methodology will be to kind of take in some more dollars for other programs and services outside of the festivals, and then we can see how we can offset those.
And obviously, I would imagine some of your immediate goals were just in some of what we talked about, but what are your goals as you take over when you were being interviewed for this? What did you kind of sell as what you wanted to see as the head of DSI?
A lot of my thoughts over the last 4 years is I've been the co-chair of that sustainable design assessment team follow-up group, you know, that Mayor Houston put together, 19 of us appointed. And then we've had 50 or more people in the community who regularly come to meetings and participate in groups that haven't been appointed. So as I've been working on that process with all of these people, I've often wondered, and I was on the DSI board, too, through that position, through ESTAT, I've often wondered, why wouldn't DSI be the place where this type of discussion should take place? So I think the people that have been working with me probably expect that there will be more talk about the issues that the ESTAT report brought up in DSI, maybe than we have for the last few years. There'll be much more emphasis on the vacancies and housing and groups within DSI working on those issues. You know, ESTAT kind of was working on them and DSI was working on the things they always do. But I think combining the two concepts together, retailers need that housing component because they need the foot traffic. Someone said to me last week that downtown doesn't have any place where you can buy underwear or staples. No practical things. So, you know, looking for those type of businesses and being that connector between the building owners and the property managers and what we are missing downtown is going to be another big focus.
Well, if you're talking about people being downtown, obviously state government and the changes in it in recent years have meant a decline in traffic downtown. So how do you attack that?
It's really a different way of looking at downtown. We've relied on state government for so long, and I think that the community has realized in the last 5 years that we cannot continue to have that be our strategic plan. So it's a matter of, you know, what do we want to highlight? It could be that downtown is the heart of the creative economy, for example. The Community Foundation is opening an entrepreneurship center downtown along with UIS. And so they're planning on incubating a lot of small businesses, a lot of tech businesses is my understanding. But, you know, maybe there'll be some manufacturing opportunities or something. And in one of the bigger buildings we have downtown could do some light manufacturing. And then building on the arts community as well. We have a lot of arts going on down there. So how do we make downtown the center of the creative economy so all these creative people see it as the place to go and for the rest of the community, for the rest of the county to know this is where I can go to have a great time no matter what. You know, I not only do I know what restaurants are down there, but I know that there's going to be these three fun things going on. And plus, I'm going to feel safe because there's a lot of people living down there and who live there as a neighborhood. And it's just a neighborhood that's cool.
People say there's a lack of parking, although that will be countered with, well, that's just perception. The statistics bear that half the parking spots are open all the time. I don't see that perception changing. Maybe that's what has to be changed. How do you deal with parking downtown and making it easier for me to come downtown and eat?
So you are correct in that the studies show that there is plenty of parking. And I think we've probably been a little flippant in saying that there's no parking problem. There's plenty of it. What I've come to realize is that it's an education situation. If you never come downtown and someone invites you to come downtown for dinner and you've never go there and you don't know where to park, if it's not an easy, I know, that's a barrier. That's a barrier to coming downtown. So there's a couple great things that are happening right now. There's a Leadership Springfield group who are looking at producing some walkability programs, meaning that, okay, if you're a woman, wants to go with your girlfriends, have a girls' night, go shopping, this is going to show you where you can go and where the parking is around that's available. I mean, those of us who are downtown a lot know where there's parking available. We know the streets that are always empty. We know that they may be five blocks away from where we want to go, but we don't care because we know where that space is. And the plans even call at a certain point, we could have a parking app. You know, it happens in other cities where you can kind of figure out where you're going to park before you go. So using technology and using these other groups who also want to help downtown, I think we can help people understand where the parking is and how they can get there and how I don't think people actually do. We talk a lot about people go to the mall and they walk a lot more than they walk downtown. I'm not sure people actually would mind walking downtown if they just knew how long the walk would be. You know, if they know I can park on this block and go to this block, that's fine.
Anytime anybody comes into a new position, they have ideas that they want to make the position their own and make an imprint in any type of executive job. So what do you hope your early imprint is?
Well, I just want us to be looking at everything through those words of foot traffic. I want to assess everything that DSI is doing and make sure that we're creating true foot traffic for our members and that we are doing everything we can to showcase downtown in all of its modern potential. You know, the Y block is going to be huge. The development of that will have a voice.
That's the old YWCA.
Right. Also known recently as Near North Mansion block. So that development will be a huge anchor on that part of downtown. And then but just as importantly are all those vacant buildings. I really want to concentrate on not talking about the vacancies anymore that they are and one by one just getting some wins there. You know, and if you look at Monroe, for example, the Barker family did that great redo of the Motor Inn, and then they brought in all of these other new small businesses that are young entrepreneurs. There are tons of entrepreneurs who are under the age of 40 who have moved down to Monroe. So that block has quietly been transformed. I'm not even sure if people realize it. You got Sugar Jar Bakery, you got Carrie Bedford Photography. This can happen on other blocks, and we just need to focus our efforts, both working with the city and with other partners, and just be strategic and start focusing on getting some of these wins in some of these blocks.
What do you see as the biggest challenge facing you?
Financial. Meaning financial, it's very expensive to renovate these older buildings, and a lot of the buildings have fallen into disrepair. So it's my thought and expectation that the city will be working with us closely to not only make it streamline their processes so that when someone wants to develop a building, it's easy to understand how they need to work with the city and the city makes it easy to work with them, but also that we can all work together to develop some incentives to offset some of those costs because it's a lot easier to go out and build new somewhere else. It just is. But the fabric that is our downtown is so important. When people come into town, they're judging Springfield on downtown. They think we're healthy or not based on what our downtown looks like.